Victory 2015. Would you say that with me? Amen. Guys, I'm going to really need your help. Okay, this is a message where if I'm going to pump, I got to get pumped. Amen. So if you could help me, well, I know, and you might go out hoarse yourself, but you'll be fine. Amen. Say. Come on. Here we go. So Victory 2015. Where there is no vision, the people what? One more time. Where there is no vision, the people what? Without a vision to reach people for Christ, people in Inglewood and the greater community here will perish. Doesn't matter what you think. It will happen. Thank God we're not alone. We're not the only church that preaches the gospel. There's many, but we're a big part of that. You listening? Say. Got a letter in the mail yesterday. Mr. Gary Clark. That's how the little card said. Mr. Gary Clark. Oh, that was funny. And we have a pretty broad radio ministry. And just thanking us for the radio ministry. How that every day she and her husband are blessed and can have a part in that. And then this ministry also has a, you know, it's not big like a lot of people's ministries, but it matters to people. You know, from the internet and for the different things that we do. We hear things all the time, guys. Without vision, people what? Perish. And what we're doing in this town, pretty big deal. You might, where you come from, it might not be a big deal. Well, we're here now. Amen? Say. Hello, are y'all with me? Amen. So, without vision, so that's what we have. That's what matters to us as people. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. So, here we are. In case you don't know anything about football, you see that G right there? That means goal line. You got to get across that sucker to get you any points. Now, sometimes you can kick a field goal, but in this case, that ain't going to work. Okay? Touchdown. Amen? So, you got back here is your 5-yard line. 5, then you got 4, 3, 2, 1 yard to go. And you see that little orange thing? Shoot, if you can just get the ball to hit that thing. Amen. They'll give you a touchdown. Amen. Or break the plane of that goal line. So that's what we're going for. Say that with me. Would you get loud? Come on. Now you're with it, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Victory 2015. I put this message together. Roger has done a phenomenal job of making it graphic for us today, and you can see it. And these aren't hope so pictures you'll see today. These aren't like, ooh, let's launch a campaign, and this is what we'd like to do. This is reality, what God has done. This is reality, what you're going to see today. That's a big old football field. Now, it looks pretty nice when you can get down yonder at the 5-yard line and see that little orange thing sticking right yonder. Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. But when you're backed up here, when you're backed up way down here, and you got to go this whole way to win the game, oh, I'm going to tell you something right now, that's a big old field. Did you understand what I'm saying to you? That's a big, especially when you got a defense on the other side that doesn't want to give you any room at all. So, 95 yards. Let's see what it looks like. Come on. We're not even there yet. Listen, getting ready for the game. Before we ever got to drive the ball any at all, we had to get ready for the game. Say, get ready for the game. You just can't, like, okay, I got a football team. We're playing. There's all kinds of mess you got to go through to even be a school or be qualified or be able to be in a game. Same way with the church. We couldn't just say, and I did, we're going to build a church. We're going to build a church. Boy, you better be careful when you say that. Because there's a lot of stuff you got to do to even have the right to build one. You understand? So we're getting ready for the game. Let's look at it. Help me, Raji. All righty. Let's see. That really is a real picture of Earth. And here we go. This ain't a movie. This just lasts for a minute. All right? But look at that. Did you know God sees you and sees me? And did you know Inglewood matters to Him? Look at Him. He can see us. Look at Him. Uh-oh. You seeing where you live yet? You seeing that circle from heaven? Say. You seeing our property yet? Come on. How cool is that? Amen. Can we praise the Lord that it doesn't look like it used to? Come on. Keep looking at it. Come on. Look at it. Look at some of the what's happened over these several years.
Watch that property get come alive. Look at that. Wow. My goodness. It's changing. All right, brother, keep pushing me, man. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Getting ready for the game. What do I mean, getting ready for the game? I've said it before. I could preach in a barn. Be happy to. But if we're going to have a permanent home and make a difference after we're dead and gone, it's going to take us doing something. Amen? And also, without vision, people what? Without vision, man. And so we wanted that. So we purchased 11 acres in the Bullseye of Rotunda in 2004. By the way, 2004 was when the market was high. That's when things were so high. And I can't go into all the stories again, but the property was valued and people would pay for it at that time $1.2 million. That's what it was going for and that's what people would pay. $1.2 million. But needless to say, God blessed us with a great blessing and talk and what have you. We're going to go pay $600,000 for it. And God blessed us. Just you have not because you ask not. So I asked, and the guy chopped $400,000 off of it. So we got it for $200,000. Instead of $1.2, we got it for $2. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on. Praise the Lord. Thank you. But we ain't in the game yet. Then we had this road running through the property. Never developed. But be honest with you, and I'm not trying to put the county down, but a lot of times they see things down at the county office that don't exist. They think there's a road there, and I'm going, no, there ain't no road there. There's just going to be a road, okay? So it was right in the middle of our property. We asked them to, through lawyers, we asked them to give us that land, to vacate that land. The zoning said no. And then the commissioner, before the commissioners, one commissioner says, Pastor Clark, we like you, like Fellowship Church, etc., but it's not in the best interest of the county. Because remember when the county was buying Murdoch Village and all that and all that? Oh, yeah, it's going to be the cat's meow. Do y'all remember all this stuff or not? Okay, all right. So they didn't want to give it to us. It wasn't in the county's best interest. So she made a motion, don't give it to the church. All in favor say aye. I'm sitting there, not one commissioner voted with her. That's pretty amazing. Then an old commissioner from Englewood piped up and said, well, I think we ought to give the land to the church. All in favor say aye. They all voted, one abstention. We got the property. Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on, come on, come on, come on. I got to fly, though. I'm not going to take much time. Site work and engineering began in 2005. We're not in the game, guys. We're getting ready for the game. Do you understand that? Yes or no? Over the years, I can't tell you the number of people that, well, why does it take so long? Why are you doing this? Well, maybe where you came from ain't where you at now. You know, things are hard. Things are tough sometimes. Especially in Florida. Amen? Did you know you can have a turtle back home and you can name him and have him as a pet, maybe? You have a turtle down here and they'll refuse to let you build something on it. Amen. Say. Site work. Did you know site work alone? About $300,000. Not the trucks doing the work, all the engineering to take 15 and a half virgin acres and turn it into something. All the drainage that has to be done. And we made a commitment to do it what? Debt free for the glory of God. Shanks Architects, right out of Dallas, Texas, built some of the largest, most beautiful churches in the country. He's our architect. Guess what? He ain't cheap. Amen? About $300,000 we paid Shanks Architects over the many, many, many years. And that we're paying these people, and you can have a big old set of plans this fat. That don't mean you're in the game yet, does it? Say, there's a lot that has to go into this. Lighting and stage design with Paul Wansick out of Atlanta, Georgia. That all had to be done and submitted. I'm just trying to get you to see what God has done. Amen. Say, come on. Different message today. Southwest Florida Water Management. They got to approve you. We got something called Swift Mud down here. A lot of people can't ever build because Swift Mud won't give them the approval. We had to go through all that rigmarole. God helped us. Amen. Come on. Then we made an agreement with Zirkelbach Construction. And guess when? In 2000 what? In 2009. The economy. How many remember gas going up and you losing stock. How many remember all that? How many remember your house getting in, your value of your house was cut in half? Some of you that lived here, your house was cut in half. Did you know they tell us that in the whole United States of America, we were number two. We were number two. This area, all the way down through Cape Coral, Fort Myers, was number two in the country that was hardest hit by the economy. Did you know that? Number two right here in the whole United States of America. Because people don't need a second home and a third home. They need one home. And a lot of people speculated, and they had their homes. And, buddy, how many remember seeing the grass growing up around homes? How many cut some of it? So we got some folks that did it. Did? Yes, sir. Yeah. People just bailed, baby. How many saw the homes not finished? Did you or not? What I'm saying is, that's what was going on. I'm trying to give God the praise today. I'm not complaining. I'm trying to say, God, you're a good God. You took us through a lot. You blessed us, Lord. And we ain't even in the game yet. Then we made a decision. We need some kind of permanent place to continue to meet. We bought some offices. Now we call it the meeting place. We had about 50 ladies there the other night for a Bible study. Amen? It was crazy. Yeah, we did that in 09. Why? Because the economy tanked and we got something for a good deal. Amen? We also, there was this land that adjoined our 11 acres or 12 acres, whatever. And there was 36 condos going up. And the economy crashed. That didn't happen. So the guy wanted $750 for it. $750,000 for 3 acres. And then it was $375. Then it was $175. And I met with him and it was $135. And one lady came to me who does real estate and she said, let me have a crack at it. We got it for $127.5. Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. This is God. We're not even in the game yet. We ain't even on that 1 yard line going that way yet. Phase one building design was approved by the Rotunda Architectural Review Committee. Boy, that's a long fancy name, ain't it? Took us a year. Took us a year. Almost a year in different meetings to get approval. Not from the county, but from the community to do this. It happened. Charlotte County utility impact fees. When the economy got going so good, they raised impact fees really high. Do y'all remember some of that? Well, we went to them, and our fee was going to be over $100,000 just for the right to turn on a water spigot. And they reduced it to $50,000. Can we praise the Lord even though that's way too much money? By the way, everything I've been doing and showing you up on the screens this morning is paid in full, paid in full, paid in full, debt-free for the glory of God, debt-free for the glory of God. And I appreciate it. Appreciate what God has done. Englewood Fire District, their fees were $55,000. Impact fee. You cannot build unless you give us $55,000 before you have the right to play the game. We went to them. The economy crashed. That's ridiculous. I put an 8-point plan together. It's crazy. And the beautiful thing that happened is not only did they can't do it just for the church, so they did it for the whole community. They rolled their fees back to what was right and reasonable, which was about $2,000 or $3,000, not $55,000. Can we thank the Lord for that? You know? Paid in full, paid in full, paid in full. The actual building permit to build Fellowship Church approved June 2010. Because if you start building out there before you get your permit, I'm going to the pokey. That ain't happening. So that was a problem. So now, wow, here's what it costs to get in the game. $1.2 million to get in the game. $1.2 million to get the right to play. Am I boring y'all today? I mean, I don't know if I'm boring you or not. I hope not. I hope you'll praise the Lord. I hope inside of you, you're going, God, you're good. You're good to that church down there in that hard economy. You blessed them. Victory 2015. Come on, let's go. So, now we're in the game. What does a 95-yard drive look like? Because I said it's 5 yards to go. Well, what's a 95-yard drive look like? And this is all to praise God. All to praise God. Well, Roger's going to move that ball a little bit. Here we go. Oh, and by the way, it don't go that fast.
Sometimes these drives take a while. And to be honest with you, the best drives is when there's time on the clock and you run the clock out and you don't give the guys the ball back. Amen? So it's taken a while, but we've run out a lot of clock, ain't we? Come on, here we go. Let's look at a 95-yard drive. What does it look like? What does Fellowship Church's 95-yard drive look like? We had groundbreaking. I got to grab my hat. Uh-oh, I can't hurt my back, though. Ouch. Here we go. How many remember our groundbreaking? Well, some of you had the groundbreaking. Say, how many had the groundbreaking? Quite a few of you. Praise the Lord. Come on, we had groundbreaking. Yeah. That was May 2010. There they are. They start working. Ground's broken. Start digging some ponds. Some site work begins. About $700,000. Listen, about $700,000 for site work. Footers poured December 2010. But just a moment. Before the footers were poured, back it up. But the footers were poured December 2010, January 2011, I faced the hardest life crisis of my life, my family. And nearly destroyed me and killed me. Why do I say that? To give God glory. To give God credit. Are you kidding me? Crazy economy and the crapper. Excuse my language. And God is still good. Yeah, don't talk like that about God. God is good all the time. Amen. Say. All the time. So what happened? Spring, the wall started going up. Praise God. And that wall, how many remember that wall standing on Pebble Beach and you were like, oh my gosh, that was huge, wasn't it? I was worried he's going to fall over. So tall. Crazy. By the way, the walls that we build out there, they set on their own footers. They're not supported by the slab at all. The county said when they came out to do the inspections of everything, they said, we haven't seen any footers this big. You've gone way overboard. It's craziness. Well, we didn't do it. That drawer in Dallas, scared of hurricanes, built it to just withstand everything. Amen? So now we can thank God for it. Back then I was fussing. But now we can say it's paid for. Amen? Praise God. Amen. So the roofing began in August. And again, I hope I'm not boring you to tears. I'm just trying to give the Lord some credit tonight. Uh-oh. You scared me. 2011. Here we go, 2011. Different now, don't it? I can feel that muddy water running through my veins. I can hear that lullaby of the midnight.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Hey, hey.
Amen. So just wanted you to see what it looked like back in 2000. Come and praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Some of you didn't see all that. I want you to see it. Amen? Come on, we're giving God some credit. So plumbing began in the fall of 2011. This is what a 95-yard drive looks like. You understand what I'm trying to say? You don't just go, bang, there's a building. You don't just bang and go build a building. God had to work. And like I said, this building is totally built before the slab was even poured. It's crazy to me. Then the slab was poured. That's a big deal. Stucco began, 2011 December. Windows and doors installed March 2012. Paving began December 2012. This is what a 95-yard drive looks like. Oh, and by the way, why, Clark, does it take time? Well, we made a commitment to do it what? Debt-free for the glory of God. Debt-free. Framing, electrical, air conditioning, installation began early 2013. Irrigation, over 750 sprinkler heads. I'm going to tell you, that's a lot of sprinkler heads. Incredible landscaping, 2013 to even today, it continues. Can we thank the Lord loud for the beautiful campus? Say, come on. Hardly a day goes by that somebody doesn't see me in this town and go, it happened last night, I was having dinner, and the waiter came up to me, and he said, Pastor, I pass that property one time a week. And he said, it is absolutely beautiful. That campus is absolutely gorgeous. And almost every day, somebody in this town says that to me. And I'm able to say, and they'll say, when are you getting in? And I say, well, I had to have on last night. 2015's the plan. That's what we're hoping. But it's debt-free for the glory of God. You ought to see them light up when I tell them that. It's crazy. The exterior was painted 2013. By who? By somebody in our church. I'm going to tell you something. That's a big painting project. Amen? Classrooms, hospitality, resource center, medical lounge, and other spaces were framed in 2013. We were told by the builder, let's try to just get the CO. We tried. That was the plan. Okay, we'll just get the CO. None of those classrooms would have been finished. That would have been just open spaces everywhere. We would have gotten the big room and had worship like we do here. That was going to be the plan. Because it had been taking so long. We got blessed with a great challenge, a challenge gift. And that encouraged the church in a mighty way. Amen? And so not only did we move forward, we decided we're going to do those classrooms. We're going to try to finish the resource center and do those things. And so there's God blessing us. Amen? Say, praise the Lord. Drywall was installed in 2014. Part of it in 2013, but 2014. What am I saying all this for? I want you to see what a 95-yard drive looks like. It's taken time, but God's been good to us, guys. The loop hearing system, a hearing aid system. A lot of you might not even know that. If you hear me in this room, if you have a hearing aid, you can't have what you'll have at Fellowship. At Fellowship, not this room, but Fellowship has wiring that's been installed in the concrete on the main floor, the slope floor. If you sit in one of those seats and you have a hearing aid, you can go to your hearing aid doctor. He can turn something on in your hearing aid so that you can hear me crystal clear. If you're sitting there, because we've got that system. And that was donated for the glory of God. Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. Wow. That's a blessing. Theatrical lighting, additional electrical package was installed summer and fall of 2014. Do you remember the last campaign? It was called Light It Up. Say it with me. One more time. And now you can go out there and you can look and you can see them. That's what a 95-yard drive looks like. We're almost on that 5-yard line, guys. Look at it. The interior painted. I hope you're enjoying this. I know it's a different kind of church service, but I hope you're enjoying it. Come on. You know, I thought over the years, we can have a banquet. That's what they do at other churches. They have banquets and all fundraising banquets and stuff like that. And I'm like, why am I going to do that? The people are there on Sunday morning. Why don't I just talk to them? Why don't I just ask Him for it? And God's blessed me doing that. Amen? And that's why we're doing that today. We don't do it all the time. This is one service. And like I said, you can give this a video to somebody or whatever. So the 95-yard drive and so much more. Take a look at it right now. That's what it looks like right now. Praise the Lord. Come on. What a beautiful campus. Can we make some noise really loud? Come on. 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 You know, when we did that Google Earth and you saw that way from heaven and you saw that land, God could see this before we could. He could see what we were going to do. Boy, I couldn't see it. I still struggle with seeing stuff. But that's God. 3,600,000, I'm convinced it's more than that. 3,600,000 to drive the ball how many yards? And that's not counting the 1 point whatever to get in the game. And it happened. Totally paid debt. Say that with me. Total paid. Say it with me. Debt free for the. And it happened. $4.8 million. And it happened. And it's more than that. I'm convinced of it. And it happened. Worst economy, number 2 in the United States of America.
Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on, praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amen. And if you look around, don't you drive around. You drive around our area. And you find a new church that's been built. You might find a small, very small building or two. But for the most part, there hasn't been a new work to reach people launched in the Englewood, Florida area since about 1969 to 1973. Right in that zone. And so the Lord has us, these many years later, coming along. Amen? And that's what we're going to do, guys. So Victory 2015. Raj, we're doing all right. Believe it or not, it ain't 3 o'clock yet. It might feel like it. Say that with me. The finishes are what? One more time. Nobody remembers the game or gives a rip when a team is blown away. You leave at halftime. You hearing me? Yes or no? Oh, I was at the game the other night. They beat them 75-0. That's not a memorable game. A memorable game is when it comes down to the 5-yard line. And it comes down to 4 plays. That is a memorable drive. I'm going to tell you something right now. Ain't nobody running for the car to see when, because a spectacular finish is worth seeing. And guys, people are looking. People are watching. God has been able to, in its small town, to sort of grip the attention and grab the attention of our community on that property. Did you know that or not? It's the truth. Now, some places, like I live in Old Englewood, some of them never go out to Rotunda. That's just the way it is. But I tell you what, if you're in East Englewood or if you're in Rotunda, you know where it is. It's a big deal. And the finishes are spectacular. The 5-yard line, all the way in. Scripture, Paul writing, not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect. That word perfect means mature. Or I already arrived, or I already was in the end zone. Not as though I'd already attained, or either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I ain't in yet, Paul says. Okay? But he's got a hold of me. He's got a hold of me, and I'm following after him. Did you see that? Brethren, I count not myself to have what? I count not myself to have arrived yet. I count not myself to have gotten into that end zone yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what? As much as I enjoyed putting all that together, putting it on the screen, the time Roger took to put it together, Alex's time and doing all what he did to put this presentation together. I'm going to tell you something right now. When you're on the 5-yard line, you ain't thinking about what happened on the 40. You're not thinking about the big run whoever had. You listening or not? Now we give the Lord all the credit. He gets all the glory and all the praise. But we got to go this way now. Can't think about that way. Okay? A lot of people never get to their future because they can't get past their past. You listening? Say. Guys, focus, focus, focus. We're on the 5-yard line. Now, that's how I normally preach if you're here. Listen, that's where we're at. I'm blessed. I tell you what, you don't argue with being on the 5-yard line. You're just glad you got there. Amen, say. Come on. So, I count not myself to apprehend this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I do what? Reach forth. Did you know in football that ball just has to cross the plane of the line? It just has to touch the plane. They got down TV and everything. Wish we had it in high school football, but anyway, right there you can see that when it crosses, if it just that nose of that ball tips over that goal line, touchdown. Reaching forth to those things which are before. One of the greatest verses in the Bible, I think, for just encouragement. Say it with me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what you do. I press toward the what? Goal line for the what? Victory of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's where we're at, church. Are you listening to me? I hope you're still with me. I know. And if you need to go online and get a video message today and listen to me later, great. Do that. Where the scripture is. I'm sorry there ain't a ton here. Trying to do something special and something different today, all right? But that's a good admonition from us from the scripture. Okay? Need to forget what's behind. Team, we're here right now. We're on the 5-yard line. And by the way, I'm going to say it again. Wholehearted, cheerful commitment. There's nothing worse than being on the 5-yard line and having a prima donna. You listening? Or somebody think it's all about them. I love football because it takes 11 men on the field. I love the church because it takes all of us to make it happen. Come on, a successful church. We need you. We want you. Amen. But need that good attitude, that commitment. And you have to play hurt sometimes. And it gets hard. And that's where we're at, the 5-yard line. 5 yards to go. Say that with me. Come on. 5. We're getting close to the end. Come on, one more time loud. Beautiful. Amen. So here we go. Raj, help me now. What does a 5-yard drive look like? We got 5 yards to go, man. What's going to happen in this 5-yard drive? Here it is. Beginning of December, tile work begins in the bathrooms. Mid-December, theatrical lighting. More of it. They set it up. They turn it on. The curtains will be put up on the stage. A big 16x9 screen, which is wider than this one. Different kind of screen. Mid-December, Beginning in January, floor staining and glazing of the large foyer will be done by Larry Anderson of Artistic Illusions. It's a different kind of a thing. It's beautiful. He's an artist, and he's going to do that whole foyer and some of the back areas as well. In late January, theater seats like you're sitting in today will be delivered and installation begins. These seats you sit in are 20 years old. I remember when this building was built. Those seats are 20 years old you sit in. The ones you'll sit at Fellowship, brand new. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on! And especially the people that we want to get to church are going to sit in. Late January, the custom stackable seats are what? There'll be 500 seats in the back that look just like the seats that are on the slope floor. They cost extra. Also in January, the HVA system, which is already up and running, will be finally tested. All the finishes will be done on it. Toilet partitions will be installed in January. We picked those out. Instead of a Formica kind, it's going to be the hard polymer, which costs more money, but they'll last, and that's what they've told us. Windows and exterior doors are completed. That one end where the wood, where we've had to take it down to let big equipment in, is coming down. They're already working on a lot of that. Fire sprinkler system will be completed. It's 99.9% complete right now. That's about $100,000, by the way, to have a fire sprinkler system. So if a fire happens, cabinets installed in the hospitality and the preschool areas. Granite countertops have already been selected. Deposit made, installed in the restrooms. This is what a 5-yard drive looks like. The dumpster gate will be installed. Can't leave that undone. Lord help us. February and March, 50 interior doors fitted and installed. 50 doors. And that is higher than the amount that we had budgeted because we decided to go ahead and try to get as much done as possible. These doors, most of them are cherry, dark cherry, and they're beautiful. Okay? Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. Come on. Debt free for the glory of God. Come on. All the plumbing will be completed. That'll be a crazy day. All electrical will be completed. Most of it's done now. The acoustical drop ceilings in the classrooms, the framework is there. Those will be put in. All carpet will be installed in the carpet areas. Security system installed. This is what a 5-yard. Guys, I thought I was just going to throw a pass. No, you don't throw the ball. You're on the 5-yard line, we run it 4 times. We might use the quarterback to run it 1 time, or we're going to use that running back to run it 3 times. But we're running right down the throat. We're not taking a risk of putting that ball in the air. Amen? Say. Okay, if you know anything about football, here we go. Unless you got Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or somebody. Here we go. Interior signage will be installed. All fire extinguishers will be in their place. 3 lighted pond fountains. We thought we would get this done earlier, but we've decided we're going to hold that towards the end. 3 lighted pond fountains will light up on those ponds. And finally, say it with me, fellowship welcome mats will be in place in front of us. Can we praise the Lord? Come on. Yeah! Woo! That's what a 5-yard drive looks like. That's a big old 5 yards, ain't it? Now I need you to grab your chest. Hold on. If I've learned anything through this whole project, it would be I've gotten tougher. This made me tougher. Not in a bad way. It's just made me understand life happens. You got to deal with it. And there's always been changes and surprises. But for you that haven't been with us that long, I want you to know what we did early on. We made a decision with the builder in the worst economy to build this building debt-free. We made the decision we can only do it as the funding comes in. He gave us a price, but we understood. You can't have a builder on site for many years out here. It costs money. We understood that. We understood things might go up. We understood that. So, it's taken time. It's cost more money. How many know things are higher right now than they used to be? Can I see your hand say? How many would have liked to have went and bought everything? How many would have liked to have bought your home instead of when you bought it back when it was high? You'd have liked to have bought it in 2009. How about that? Well, that's not reality. And the bids we have now to finish what we're finishing now are in the now. We have to function in the now. So when you see all that we have to do, but hold your chest, just hang on. The total complete all these things is, here's the grand number, $520,000. Well, I heard a clap or two. That's funny. I saw a couple of you have a heart attack. But wait a minute, I said something. Hang on. Hold the phone. We've raised half of it already. We have half of it already. Things paid for, deposits made, money set aside. So half of it already, guys. Did you see the big long drive or not? And by the way, listen, you're not going to make it from the 5 to the end zone unless you believe. We got to have that faith, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to believe. And that's where we are. Do I think, if you're asking me honestly, these are numbers that Alex put together. Alex, wave at us. Did you spend a lot of time on this, yes or no? Are you wore out from it? A little bit. Alex, is your gut feeling that number could be higher? That's my gut feeling too. Why? Because we've dealt with this company for many years and dealt with the county and dealt with stuff, and it's made us tougher, right? But reality. But we tried to do a good job. Alex tried to do a good job of putting that together for us, okay? So, what's needed? Here it is. 520 to do what we said. Minus the 260 that we have. That's deposits. For example, how many remember last Christmas? Remember the Christmas trees? We raised the money for the seats. How did we do? Did we do pretty good last Christmas doing that? Come on, praise the Lord. Come on. So when you see what we have to do, there is monies, some deposits, some this, you know, that has been money raised. Thank God. So here we go. 520 minus 260 equals 260. And we're almost done. Hang in. 260. So, say that with me loud, would you? Can we get ugly and say it louder? Come on. How about if it was your team? How about if you were in the stands and it was your team on the field? You think you might scream a little louder, say? How about if your son was on the field playing? You think you might be screaming a little louder? Come on, can we say it one more time really loud, like it's your church? Come on. Come on, one more time. Now I'm talking! Five yards to go, baby. Ooh, we're not talking about just a building, guys. We're talking about a testimony. We're talking about debt free for the glory of God. You see what I'm saying? It's more than just a church over here, baby. We're going to reach people for Christ, more of them. But to be able to do what we said we would do, debt free for the glory of God. About a year ago, I was walking to a ball game and a banker stood next to me. He owns the bank. And we're walking, and he said, "How's the building coming?" I said, "It's coming pretty good. We're doing pretty good. Plugging along. Doing it debt-free." He said, "Well, if you need some money, you know, we got it, and we'll help you." No, sir. We're doing it debt-free for the glory of God. Amen. Come on. That's what we've done. Come on. True story. God's good, guys. God's good, guys. So certainly, I don't want any credit. Don't you just be crediting me for nothing, okay? We all work together. We all do, you know? Here's your card today. I wholeheartedly and cheerfully commit to completing Fellowship Church of Englewood for the glory of God. With God's grace and blessing, I will what? I'll give. Maybe weekly, maybe monthly. There's a place for your name. If you want to put your name. Why? Because these are going to hang on our Christmas tree at our office. We're not going to come out and ask you for the money. We never have, never will. You don't have to put your name. And quite frankly, you don't have to do the card. God laid on us a vision, because without it, people will perish. I don't know who will cross the goal line with us. Amen? But we're crossing. Come on. I press. Say that with me. I press toward the what? For the what? Of the calling of God in Christ. Can you say it one more time? I press toward the? For the? Of the? Of God in Christ Jesus. Would you help us? Would you help us? That's my prayer. Not would you help us. You already have. Are you kidding me? You've been a blessing. Some of you are new. You've just come to the team. We got a late trade somehow. We got you on our team now. Good. We're glad to have you. Amen. Come on. Come on. We want you. Sometimes I get quotes. I'll write them. You know how I am with my crazy quotes. I was in my office this week, and I'm just sitting at my desk. Only about one day I could go in. There is nothing better you can do with your life than reach a soul for Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about, and that's what we do. Amen. Who said that? I did. Amen. Come on. What's your gig, Clark? What's your angle, dude? There is no angle. Why we do at Fellowship Church what we do. At all, period. My mother was a drunk. She sat watching Billy Graham one night, drunk. The gospel got through to my mama. 3 weeks later, my mother was saved and never drank again. I was saved. It's the power of the gospel. That's why we do what we do. People loved us to Christ. I want to love people to Christ. I want us to love people to Christ. Recently, I'm going to be ugly for a second. Don't want to end on a sour note, but I'm going to say it. Recently, somebody in our church, they're just mean. Say mean. Well, they dealt with me. Because we're not going to be mean. Did you hear me? We want to love people, guys. Did you hear me say? I want to be known as that church that loves people. And we are. Did you hear me? And now we're known also as that church that does something debt-free for the glory of God and keeps its word. Amen. Come on. So, would you help us? Would you help us love? I would appreciate it. But it's all about Him. Say it loud with me three times. Here we go. Come on. Come on! All right, you're in, maybe. Come on. Here we go. We're getting it done. What do we need? When do we want to get in? That's a question people ask. When do we want to get in, Clark? When do we want to get in? Well, you see what's on the screen. Alex, do you feel like what was on the screen is reality? It could be accomplished by the builder, yes or no? You do. So the timeline. Not that he knows it all, but he's done it more than I have. So when do we want to get in? Here it is. I don't think we've ever put this on a screen before. I could be wrong if we've ever had a target date on the screen, but here it is. On or before Palm Sunday, sit on a hat, 2015. Amen? Sit on a shirt, 2015. That's the last Sunday in March, the Sunday before Easter. Could we get in sooner? I don't know. Maybe we could. That'd be awesome. Will we get in without the funding? No. Why? Because we're doing it debt-free for the glory of God. We didn't drive 95, 97, 99 yards to bail at the end. Amen? So that's the plan. And Roger, we about done, buddy? Is that it? One last time, 5 yards to go. Let's praise the Lord this morning, if you don't mind. I appreciate it. Appreciate your patience. Amen.